You're listening to the audio production of Solo by Kwame Alexander with Mary Rand Hess, published by Zondervan and featuring original music by Randy Preston, read by the author.
Part 1, Hollywood. There's this dream I've been having about my mother that scares the holy night out of me, and each time I wake from it, I'm afraid to open my eyes and face the world that awaits, the fractured world that used to make sense but now seems disjointed. Islands of possibility that float by like 1,000 puzzle pieces that just don't fit together anymore. So I think of Chapel and grab hold of the only other thing that matters, my guitar. Strings. Mom used to play this game on the tour bus to help us go to sleep. Who's the best? We'd go through every instrument, piano, drums, horns. Our favorite was guitar. My sister Storm always said Eddie Van Halen was her favorite, probably because he once made her pancakes at 4 a.m. in a Marriott kitchen. Ask Rutherford, and he'd say, I'm the best in the world. I'm out of this world. Electric soul brother, interstellar man. Which is ironic because he was trying to quote Lenny Kravitz, who Mom would say was in her top three, along with Jimi Hendrix and me, just to piss him off. Chapel is the great song in my life, the sweet arpeggio in my solo. Her lines bring color and verve to my otherwise crazy life. Without her, I'd be a one-man band with a played-out sound and no audience. The magic we compose is endless, immortal. We could play together for centuries, if I'm lucky. And I love the music our bodies make when we're dancing. But there is one thing about my girlfriend I don't understand. She says she doesn't believe in sex before marriage, but she never...